Hello, and once again, welcome to Mental Health and the Forever Person. 1 + 1 + 1 = 1. A new math here in the School of Light. An educational course about the kingdom within yourself of your three parts of a physical body, your soul, and its two levels of consciousness, and you, the forever person, the eternal spirit. Pastor Deborah has been so honored to have had you listening to all the lessons taught about yourself and others here in the School of Light. So let's journey back through the many lessons with Pastor Deb. Lesson number one, who are you really? We were asking you a very important question. Lesson number two, what are you? Again, Pastor Deborah was asking you a very important question for you to examine and research. Lesson number three, whose report do you believe? Once again, Pastor Deborah was asking you a question about whose voices do you believe about yourself? Lesson number four, your outward you, the physical body. Pastor Deborah began to help you understand your physical body, your outward you that we all see in the realm of the natural. Lesson number five, the kingdom within and its interconnectedness. We began looking inside of you and the kingdom that is there, a kingdom of three that are one, and how they are interconnected. Lesson number six, what does it mean to be healthy? All of us need to know what healthy is versus unhealthy, and what this looks like within ourselves. Lesson number seven, what causes an unhealthy kingdom of a human spirit? You, dear, we need to know what are some of the reasons why we, a human, become unhealthy. So we just began to look just briefly at a few of these reasons and causes. Lesson number eight, what are the unhealthy characteristics of the king, the soul's subconsciousness, the heart, the hidden man? We began talking about this part of us that rules the physical body and the forever person. And what are some of the unhealthy characteristics of it? Very important to learn of. Lesson number nine, we discovered that this king, the soul's subconsciousness, had deep fires, hidden fires burning within it called lust. And we took a little closer look at this unending burning fire called lust. Take a look and remember. Lesson number 10. What are some of the characteristics of an unhealthy forever person? We all need to understand we have a spirit within us called the forever person, and it gets unhealthy. We needed to look into that realm of ourselves and see what are some of the characteristics of what an unhealthy forever person would look like. Lesson number 11, how are the soul's subconsciousness and the forever person connected in this kingdom within? We learn they are married. We learn that they communicate through deep, intimate connections, through gates and doors. And this marriage is very important, and it is still in operation even when the system is unhealthy. Lesson number 12, how does the unhealthy kingdom within affect you and others? We look at what goes on the inside of us and how this unhealthy kingdom affects us, and then we look just briefly at how it also reaches out and affects other people, other humans, and maybe even animals and nature and creation itself. Lesson number 13, how does one's healthy kingdom within and its king affect oneself and others? We look briefly at what a healthy kingdom should look like and what the parts being healed and restored should look like. Lesson number 14, understanding how to bring healing to one's own kingdom within and its king should be thus bring about restoration. We looked at how this happens, understanding how to bring it. We looked and found out that our will was very important to bringing healing to one's own kingdom. Lesson number 15, what are the ways to healing and restoration? We looked at some of the ways within inside of us and how this healing and restoration is to occur. Lesson number 16. What are some other ways to healing and restoring the kingdom within? We looked at the ways that two of our systems are healed, but not affecting the third, the forever person. But there are many ways to be healed and restored. Lesson number 17. What are your responsibilities in healing and restoration? We saw that you had to decide. You had to hear words of hope, and your will had to decide to be healed and restored. Lesson number 18. What are your responsibilities towards and with others to help them in healing and restoration? We discovered you do have responsibilities towards and with others. You needed to love them as you loved your own self, and you helped yourself to healing and restoration. We learned that you could pray for people. You could encourage them and walk with them and support them in their healing and restoration. Lesson number 19. What does a healthy and restored kingdom within yourself really look like on the inside of the eternal kingdom to itself and on the outside to others? We looked at what a two-part system would look like, the physical body and the soul's healing would look like on the inside. And then if we included the forever person, what that would look like within the eternal kingdom to itself. And then what that would look like in its fullness of healing and restoration on the outside to others. Phew! So much to listen to and learn from in the School of Light and with and through Pastor Deborah. But Pastor Deborah believes you are worth all the lessons and the time you have taken to listen and learn. Pastor Deborah believes you are so valuable and loved that Pastor Deborah has taken 20 lessons to help you explore deep concepts about yourself and others. Learning more about oneself is always a good thing and valuable to all of humanity. Having knowledge and being more educated about the deep inner self and the kingdom within is so important. Pastor Deborah desires for you to be as healthy as possible, to be a voice of hope, of healing to others, and a life of support as others seek healing and restoration. This partnership between you and others is this: love others as you love yourself. Care for others as you would care about yourself. Help others as you have helped yourself. Help bring hope to those who may be hopeless and cannot see any possibility for healing of themselves within. Speak words of encouragement from your own healing and restoration. I, Pastor Deborah, here of the School of Light, your global teacher, hope you have gained new concepts and have begun to believe and understand that you are a three-part system, a kingdom within, the kingdom with a physical body, a soul, and its two levels of consciousness, and you, the forever an eternal person. It is hope you can believe that there is a way of healing and restoration for you and your eternal kingdom. Please continue to listen to other courses in the School of Light and keep growing in knowledge about so many things, and then help others to learn and grow as you are doing. Love always and forever, your global School of Light teacher, Pastor Deborah, a ministry of agape love. Love is here's Global Teaching Ministry. Remember, you can find these lessons on YouTube on the channel called The Hidden Kingdom. You can also find these lessons posted on the website of Agape Love, Love is Here at www.agapelove.org, and you can listen to them on the School of Light podcast on many different podcast platforms. So come again and listen to another topic, another course in the School of Light, and continue learning and growing. Love always and forever, Pastor Deborah.